Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of What Was Rescued by Jane Bailey, performed by Napoleon Ryan and Heather Wilds.
I remember the night the whales came. That was the first time I didn't feel her eyes upon me, and I began to feel the consolation of forgetting. They came from nowhere. The whales, gliding alongside us like a friendly convoy. They gave long, satisfied sighs from their blowholes, like old men relaxing, and swam with us in the moonlight, as if they had been sent to guide us to safety. I remember the coloured flecks of light on the water, and the stars. I remember the stars. There were more of them than I'd ever seen plastering the sky like sea spray. But I didn't know that it was 8 days we were adrift. 8 days. Our mam said she thought I was dead. They had a memorial service for me in the chapel and everything. Apart from that, I couldn't remember anything much about the boat for years, except for his arms, and the sense of safety I had in them. An older boy's arms, and the smell of him. That's what I remember vividly. Damp wool, salty skin, and the musky scent of his hair roots. Mostly I cushioned my cheek on his wet shoulder, and he let me cling on. A sodden, speechless creature, fished out of the sea like a sprat. Sometimes he rubbed my feet. I don't know if anyone rubbed his. We were all drenched in our pajamas and coats. It was hard to think about anything but parched mouths and cold feet. That was what stayed with me. And then I did remember that deeply buried thing. When I saw her again, when I caught the look in her eyes. But that was over a decade later. Yes, I remember the whales and the cold feet. To this day I can think of no better feeling in all the world than the comfort of warm socks, except for those arms around me.
Embarking. 1. Arthur. When Dora found me after all those years, I should have guessed something was being held back. What could have been an extraordinary meeting was, in fact, markedly strained. There was something going on between Pippa and Dora that I didn't know about, and when I came across them in the living room, they were clearly arguing about something in angry, urgent voices. I flattered myself that they were arguing over me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?